Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Et maintenant, vous allez écouter une création sonore qui a été jouée pendant le festival monophonique à Bruxelles. C'est une première expérimentation d'un work in progress, une performance polyphonique d'improvisation
tick 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 Tickety-bee, 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 tickety-bee.
Across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Just as the civil defense services.
You are about to hear.
They're under strict orders and always carry them.
The British Ministry of Misinformation.
How many of you carry your gas masks? Then civilians are just as much in danger of a gas attack as the services, and they should take the same precautions. You should have your gas mask with you always. Your mask is of the greatest importance to you, so have it tested regularly by the warden. Then to put it on quickly, too. It can be adjusted in a matter of seconds. Wear spectacles, take them off.
Hello, this is a show from Radia.
What you're hearing now is the sound of an analog synthesizer. Electronic music. But this program isn't about electronic music. It's about post-electronic music. Post-electronic music uses the techniques of electronic music, but applies them to acoustic, electromechanical systems. An integral part of post-electronic music is the use of electromagnetism to resonate metals using electromagnetic fields. So, I'm Dan Wilson, and I'll be showing you the nuances of post-electronic music technique. I'm using here an EMS synthy. It's an electronic musical instrument archetype. It's a very versatile instrument and very suited to exploring strange noises. In fact, the earlier model, the VCS3, was used by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop to produce all kinds of weird and wonderful sounds. So, with an electronic analog synthesizer, you can produce tones. There's a patching panel where you push pins into, and you can start by just producing a simple oscillator tone. Here's a simple sine wave. You can change the pitch. You can change the wave shape. And you can give it an amplitude envelope to progressively change the volume automatically. You can add spring reverb.
Every time you hear my voice, I'm totally naked. I have no clothes on. I want you to picture me in your head. My stomach. Not as fit as it used to be, but it's still my stomach, you know. A naked stomach. And my breasts. Large breasts. Maybe they have seen better days. But I don't mind. I just love the way they make you feel. And this is the sound of me thinking of you.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. Are you up for it?
Out now.
Hello and welcome. This is Radio X Frankfurt am Main with Radiator X, our special international format. Produced in cooperation with Radia.fm Art Radio Network. From China is a special Radia edition of Butterland's Childhood Stories No. 1, a radio play based on an ongoing collection of childhood stories retold and mixed with field recordings from their countries of origin. A poetic documentary, documentary poetry.
Once there were two mice.
Once there were two mice? They were falling into a bucket of cream. One gave up and drowned, the other one kept on struggling and fighting.
I'm Lily, born in 1984 in Shanghai.
I'm Lee, born in 1986 in Beijing.
I am Sue,
born in 1983 in Hubei.
In 92 in Nanning.
In 87 in Taiwan.
In Shanghai.
In Shandong.
In Jinan.
In Nantong.
When I was little, people asked quite often what I wanted to become. I think I answered what they wanted to hear, scientist or teacher. But I think I didn't really want to become either of it. I guess I didn't care about that at all. I probably just wanted to be a pretty girl at that time. I cared little about future. Maybe that's why I'm worried a lot about my future nowadays.
I wanted to be a television presenter.
I thought police officer was a really cool job because of the uniform. Policemen look really powerful to me. I guess the fact that power was desirable was part of the culture in the 90s in China.
I wanted to be a professor.
I wanted to become an actress or a peddler. Back then I thought if I was a peddler who sells apples, I could eat apples whenever I wanted to.
What I wanted to be when I was a kid? An adult.
Thank you.
Well, as the soil temperature begins to warm up across the atmosphere, this means that soil microbes begin to get more active. They start to digest organic matter, for example, and they excrete the byproducts. They excrete ammonia. And other microbes convert that ammonia to nitrate, so you get this flush of plant nutrients being formed as the soil temperatures warm up. And this supplies nutrients to the plants, which begin to grow. There seems to be not just poetic evidence for the effect that spring has on a young man's fancy, but you start to eat the right foods. You probably, in the old days, were starved of vitamin C, for example, over the winter. You weren't getting any fresh vegetables and fruit. And here, suddenly, fresh vegetables with all their nutrients and vitamins and minerals, which are essential for our well-being, start eating these foods. Instead of having stored meat, we have more of the fresh vegetables and fruit, and I'm sure this has an influence on our health and makes us livelier. Feel the blood coursing through the veins, and I suppose the temperature being a bit higher too would help to thin the blood and get it going a lot quicker. You know, life is sweet, brother. Who would wish to die, as George Burrow wrote.
A salute to spring! Three cheers for spring! Hip hip!
Romeo Sierra 0, India Sierra Sierra, Zulu Lima 3, India Sierra Sierra, Christchurch
around the fields.
It all started from Terrace during the opening days of the 2014 Marrakesh Biennale. Just time to set the recorder and dive into the streets looking for unexpected sounds.
Mohammed works as a minibus driver.
This is not fake, right? It's not fake.
هو ده.
ايوه حقيقي. Illegal for me to stop on the left side.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello, listeners of Radio. My name is Antoine Bertin. What I've decided to play to you today is work in progress and was recorded just outside of London by a fox.
Find the books, though the most select and classic, and only read particularly our written languages, which are themselves but dialects and provincial, we are in danger of forgetting the languages which all things and events speak without metaphor, which alone is copious and standard. Much is published, but little printed. The rays which stream through the shutter will no longer be remembered when the shutter is fully removed. Method nor discipline can supersede the necessity of being forever on the alert. What is a course of history or philosophy or poetry, no matter how well selected, or the best society, or the most admirable routine of life, compared with the discipline of looking always at what is to be seen? Will you be a reader, a student merely, or a seer? Read your fate. See what is before you, and walk on into the future.
city. Where have you been all the years? Country. Where have you been all the city. I'm always around city. I'm always around you.
Es un nuevo elegante, aunque no parezca brillante, tiene talante, puede parecer distante, pero es pensante, admirador de John Frusciante, aguarda un instante. Palante, palante, como el comandante, no necesita auspiciante para sentirse importante. Eso late en el parlante. Afiladas manos de una fiebre friolenta, fina, fluorescente como la aguja naranja de un velocímetro, quedar en la rareza ultra alterado por las horas repetitivas y su necia repetitividad.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond.
Nous partons en voyage au Japon, plus précisément à Fukushima, où a eu lieu la catastrophe nucléaire le 11 mars 2011. Depuis la catastrophe, divers projets et actions de soutien sont nés et notamment, je vais vous parler du projet artistique sonore, collaboratif et open sound nommé « Et pendant ce temps-là, à Fukushima, Meanwhile in Fukushima » en anglais, de Dominique Balay.
Une voiture surgit du No Man's Land de l'insurrection. Elle conduit à l'hôtel de ville le nouveau préfet de la Seine. Monsieur Flourel. Il est accueilli par Monsieur Stéphane qui a conduit la lutte à l'intérieur de la maison. Il vient tout naturellement prendre sa place, car Paris et la France ont tout prévu et savent ce qu'ils veulent. Paris et la France ont un gouvernement. C'est hier qu'ils n'en avaient pas. Paris se bat toujours. Les mairies ont suivi l'exemple de la tête de ville. Dans tous les arrondissements de Paris, la France a repris sa place. Patrouille. Tire. Cerne leur gibier. Esquive ses ripostes.
Paris outragé, Paris brisé, Paris martyrisé, mais Paris libéré, libéré par lui-même, libéré par son peuple avec le concours des armées de la France, avec l'appui et le concours de la France tout entière.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we are cutting up William Burroughs' talks and sounds today, trying to find a link between outer body radio and inner body transmissions, whether they be from animals or humans, in William Burroughs' work.
You young squirts couldn't lance a pimple without an electric vibrating scalpel with automatic drain and suture. Soon we'll be operating by remote control on patients we never see. We'll be nothing but button pushers. All the skill is going out of surgery, all the know-how and make-do.
One of the most bizarre urban myths of all comes from wartime USA and involves America's queen of comedy, Lucille Ball.
I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings. I was just driving along and a road that I'd taken many times. And all of a sudden, I heard music. But I mean with a great beat, you know. And I looked down to turn off my radio, and it wasn't on. And the music was getting louder and louder and louder, and I realized it was in my mouth. And it was beating in my ears.
His heart froze within him. He couldn't confess her to be a criminal. And yet, he felt that something dreadful would happen the next moment. Something which would blast his whole life. She seemed to wish to show him something, not far off. He rose from his seat in order to follow her, when a bright, clear peal of laughter rang out his sight. He felt somebody's hand suddenly in his own, seized it, pressed it hard, and awoke.
Это было официально в первый год лечения, даже в первые месяцы. Тогда он еще был совсем как идиот, даже говорить не умел хорошо.
It was a recollection of Switzerland during the first year of his cure, the very first month. At that time, he had been pretty alienated still.
Вінує у Швіці, перволіт у нього вегаздравлення. Так раті бівши по повному, кот ідіот, ні ті говорити не знав добре.
То я бів у швайцарською.
Het is 2014, drie studenten wandelen samen door Brussel. Three students are wandering around in Brussels. They listen to the city and collect interesting sounds. Ze luisteren naar de stad en registreren interessante geluiden. In the editing room, each of them makes his own radiophonic impression of a certain place. Locatie nummer 1. Place number 1. Het Dudenpark. There is a height difference of 35 meters. Between the lowest and the highest point in the park.
Thank you. Und sehr entspannt und da fährt auch aufstehen dabei. Also da gibt es dann verschiedene Wortspiele vielleicht und dieses.
Halt jetzt sitze ich ohne Gartenzwerg herum und weiß jetzt gar nicht so richtig, ob es noch irgendwo in Deutschland noch.
Ich fange auch schon dabei, dass ich eine Brücke entwerfen wollte.
Ja.
Ach nee.
Tune into Radia.fm on your computer or mobile phone for more information about these weekly broadcasts from radio artists interested in new and forgotten ways of making radio. Radia.fm.